All right. Thanks for hanging out with us. We've spent a lot of time talking about the government shutdown and what could be impacted. One sound that could be less common at U.S. airports coming up this weekend. Jets taking off from places like Chicago and New York. The last government shutdown, it was an air travel mess that actually led to the shutdown ending. This time, airlines are scrambling and passengers are panicking as the Federal Aviation Administration orders 10% of flights to be cut at 40 major U.S. airports. ABC's Jim Ryan says the government shutdown is at the heart of it all.
4477, turn right, heading 10.
The nation's aviation infrastructure relies on controllers being in their chairs in airport control towers and other FAA facilities. The controllers rely on their paychecks, and 6 weeks into the government shutdown,
yeah, people are starting to get demoralized.
Air traffic controller Jack Chris is driving DoorDash to make ends meet, and among his coworkers,
we don't see an end in sight.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
And airline leaders are weighing in. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
The safety concerns stem from air traffic controllers going unpaid during the shutdown, calling out sick and leading to staffing shortages. United Airlines saying it will offer refunds to anyone who does not wish to fly while the flight reductions are in effect. Frontier CEO going further, making this recommendation. If your flight is canceled, your chances of being stranded are high. So I would simply have a backup ticket on another airline.
Okay, so let's walk through this in some detail with the biggest carriers out of Milwaukee's airport. Southwest Airlines says if your flight is canceled, and they're the biggest carrier at Milwaukee Airport, they will notify you using your contact information on file. You're going to get a text message. You're going to get an email. And Southwest says they will automatically rebook you on another flight that's as similar as possible. And you are eligible for a full refund if your flight is canceled and you choose not to travel, no matter what kind of ticket you bought. United Airlines, the CEO is saying the airlines will give customers several days advance notice regarding flight changes. So if you're scheduled to fly on Friday and it hasn't been canceled, it likely will not be. They're going to try to give multiple day notice. They say at United, they'll focus on reducing regional flying and domestic flights that do not travel between hubs. And they are also lifting restrictions on canceling your ticket. American Airlines expects the vast majority of their customers to be unaffected. International travel, all going as scheduled. It will refund customers whose flights are canceled, quote, for any reason, and that customers can change their flight or request a refund without penalty. Delta Airlines, another big carrier out of Milwaukee, says customers traveling to, from, or through impacted markets, while the capacity limits are in place, can change, cancel, or refund their flights without penalty. Same deal for Frontier, which also flies out of Milwaukee. Says customers will be notified via email, text, or the mobile app. And they've instituted a flexible policy where you can also change your stuff. So how is Milwaukee being impacted? I'm looking at the boards right now, the departure and arrival boards. Right now, departures, there's one delay and one cancellation. Arrivals, there are two delays, zero cancellations. That's a typical day at a busy airport. So it appears right now that our airport's not being impacted. Security lines are where they normally are. But airport officials are warning that today and tomorrow, and especially into Saturday, that could change. Lines could become longer. We're scheduled to fly out tomorrow morning. I'm sorry, not tomorrow. Saturday morning. Saturday morning, we're flying to New York City to see our new grandson, Theodore, for the first time. We're flying American Airlines. So we're scheduled to fly from Milwaukee to Chicago and then to New York. And we did that because there's less capacity from Milwaukee to New York than there used to be. And so we're flying through Chicago because we get there faster. So that's why, but we also still wanted to fly out of Milwaukee. So that's why we're not flying direct. So we're nervous. I just checked the mobile app. So far on our schedule, it's all good, but that could change. Right now, our flights are good. But it doesn't really matter because we're going to walk, we're going to hike. I'm going to take a pogo stick if I have to get to New York, but we will get to New York. But we, like a lot of other people, are now thinking through the backup plan. Do you rent a car? Do you try to book on another carrier?
I was going to ask
you that.
You
can cancel.
Because that's what Alex Stone was saying, that some people are recommending, you know, book another flight.
Right. And then
you can get a refund
that
later.
Flight if you can get a refund.
Ugh.
Yeah. So those are all options. The disruptions are beginning to pile up at other places, though. And retired Air Force pilot and aviation investigator Jeffrey Needles is warning ABC News that if the shutdown doesn't end soon, the country could see even more draconian answers to try and ensure safety as air traffic control workers worry about their own pay and how to take care of their family.
When you have air traffic controllers who are worried about, am I going to pay my bills this month, or there are other internal personal stress items like that that are eating up some of their emotional bandwidth, if you will, then they're not going to bring their A game. And that's really the concern.
So you know how it is. When you have stuff going on in your work life, when you have a financial pressure, when you have a family issue, it impacts work. We all try to compartmentalize and still do our job. But when you got stuff kicking around in the back of your mind, and especially if it's as serious as I can't go to the grocery store, I can't pay my utility bill, it can impact your job. And when you're an air traffic controller, that impacts safety for all the rest of us, which is obviously problematic.
You've been in an air traffic control tower before.
Yeah.
I mean, how intense?
It's stressful. It's intense.
Is it?
Really, really intense. Really, really focused. Really, really a lot going on. So what about our airport here in general? What about the health of our airport? Well, flights are down this year, and it's the first time in 4 years that our flight loads are down in Milwaukee. Now, the industry in general is also down, so it's not Milwaukee. So that's the good news. In May, Spirit Airlines announced that they were adding new service to LA, Nashville, Baltimore, Detroit. Well, guess what? Spirit Airlines just announced now that they're stopping flying at all out of Milwaukee. We reported that. They're going bye-bye. Adam Roberts detailed that out for us. Fort Myers, gone. Vegas, gone. Orlando, gone. Tampa, gone. LA, Nashville, Baltimore, never happened. They're out of here. So we do at our airport, how many nonstop cities do you think our airport serves? From Milwaukee, how many places do you think you can fly nonstop?
I would say 24.
Pretty good guess. So you say 24. It's about 30 different cities. So good guess.
More than I thought.
From Southwest. Southwest, which is the biggest carrier, flies nonstop to 16 cities. So from our airport, you can fly to places like Atlanta, Austin, Baltimore, Boston, Charlotte, Dallas, Denver, Detroit, Houston, Kansas City, Vegas, Miami, Minneapolis, Nashville, New York, Orlando, Philadelphia, Phoenix, Salt Lake City, San Diego, Sarasota, Seattle, St. Louis, Tampa, and Washington. We will keep an eye on this for you. We'll let you know. There will likely be developments today and tomorrow when Wisconsin's Afternoon News is on the air, and we'll continue to monitor what is happening at our airport, what the government shut down, the TSA, and air traffic controller crisis means for Milwaukee. Full coverage here on WTMJ.